This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm looking for something to be glad in it. How about you, my friends? Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen. I'm your host for the program. And for this school year, we are reading through the book of Psalms. And we're calling it a prayer garden of Psalms. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to the one and only holy God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be praised. For you are Adonai, the beautiful Savior, the coming King, and the designer of all things. We delight in you, Lord. You are equal to none other, and you are the father of the fatherless. You are good, so good, and holy, holy, holy. You are the image of the invisible God, the just judge, and the king of the universe. You are Lord of all, master of all things. And you are very new each day with new mercies. Oh, Lord, you're omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent, the high priest, and you are the one who quiets us with your love. You're the resurrection and the life and the savior of the world. You're the teacher of teachers, Lord, and ubiquitously ours. You're the voice we are longing to hear in the Word, and you are the Word from the very beginning. You spoke and it came to be. Thank you for your extraordinary ways, and we praise you for you're the God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and you're zealous for us. Oh, gracious God, thank you, Lord. Thank you for this privilege to speak with you. Lord, I pray on behalf of my brothers and sisters who are in the public schools. Help them, Lord, in this very busy time. Help them to look forward to the things that they have to do and help them to not just count them away, but to make them count. And we praise you, Lord, because we make them count because we are ambassadors. Help us to show up with salt and light, to be refreshing and have all things point to you. Oh, that they would all know you, Lord. That is our heart's desire. We praise you for the children from the little pre-K three-year-olds that are in our public schools now, all the way up to our seniors who are having prom and all the end-of-the-year stuff that is just so busy. Lord, help us to keep our eyes on you. We love you. We adore you and praise you and pray in the holy name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, welcome, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God. We are up to Psalm 142 today, and we're going to hear it read by Dawn Rowe. Dawn is a psychology high school teacher from Vancouver, Washington. The Word of God, Psalm 142.
Hi, I'm Dawn Rowe from Vancouver, Washington, and I'm reading Psalm 142. I cry aloud to the Lord. I lift up my voice to the Lord for mercy. I pour out my complaint before him. Before him, I tell him my trouble. When my spirit grows faint within me, it is you who know my way. In the path where I walk, men have hidden a snare for me. Look to my right and see, no one is concerned for me. I have no refuge. No one cares for my life. I cry to you, O Lord. I say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Listen to my cry, for I am in desperate need. Rescue me from those who pursue me, for they are too strong for me. Set me free from my prison, that I may praise your name. Then the righteous will gather about me because of your goodness to me.
Praise God for the reading of his word. And thank you, Dawn, for reading Psalm 142 for us today. Let us pray. Psalm 142. To our refuge and our strength, this is the day that you have made, dearest Lord. We lift up our voices for mercy. It is you and you alone who watches over us. There is no one else who can ever care for our lives as you do. You are our portion in the land of the living. Today, Lord, we ask for freedom for the prisoners, freedom for the hostages of war, freedom for the prisoners of addiction, freedom for our students who have not been taken care of with love at home, freedom for those who are depressed. When we ask for their freedom, we petition you so that others will see your mighty saving hand and give you all the praise and glory. Have mercy on us, O Lord, and all the families that are suffering because of the troubles of those who are captive. We pray in the freeing name of Jesus. Amen. Well, thank you, precious friends, for your faithfulness to the Word of God and prayer in school each day. I'm going to read you our daily devotional from Christian Educators. These are released each school day, and you can find them on our website at www.christianeducators.org. Our devotional for today is written by Kathy Branzell. Kathy is a longtime lover of educators to encourage you, and she had her own little group called FACE, Fellowship and Christian Encouragement for Educators. She's always had a heart for the Lord and for you. But presently, she's serving as the president of the National Day of Prayer Task Force. This is coming up real quick next week. Very exciting. And so, my friends, I'm going to read you Supportive, written by Kathy Branzell. The scripture that Kathy chose is Galatians 6, verse 2. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. Do you know someone right now who's carrying a burden? Are you heavy-hearted right now? God gave us a great gift in one another, the gift of support. As Christians, we can turn to others in their time or our time of need. There is no greater compliment you can give someone than to say, "I'm praying for you." How can you support those around you in your classroom, hallways, meetings, cafeteria, or office today? Oh Lord, help us to love and support our fellow teachers and students as we go about each day. Amen. And that was our daily devotional for today. Supportive, written by Kathy Branzell. Now friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be praying together one more time today, and that is at 1:16 p.m. Don't forget your alarm. It is a wonderful reminder that you have brothers and sisters across the nation. You are not alone. We're going to be praying today for protection for teachers and students while driving to and from school. When your alarm goes off at 1:16 and you have forgotten what we're praying for today, that is not a problem. Just pray. Maybe you'll say, "Thank you, Lord." Or maybe you can say, "Have mercy." Or you could say, "Help me, Lord." Or you see a student that catches your eye and you just want to pray for their best interest, whatever that may be. You know your students. And so, my friends, we pray at that seemingly weird time, but it is purposely chosen because of Romans 1:16. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek." I look forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. Oh, now I get to bless you with our blessing for this school year. I just love this part. We're going to be blessed by Psalm 23 today through the Darby translation. "Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou hast anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and loving kindness shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Jehovah for the length of the days. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.